There aren't a lot of rules and restrictions to a fringe festival, and that's the whole idea. The idea was born in Edinburgh, Scotland in 1947, has become a worldwide phenomenon. Oahu's annual celebration of the avant-garde and the unpredictable is coming up the weekend after next, and event coordinator Misa Tupou is with us to tell us more. And Misa, this is what, the fifth year?
Yes, good morning. Yes,
of the Oahu Fringe Festival?
Yes, it is. It's our fifth year, and I'm very excited that we're celebrating it this month.
Yeah. What got it started in Hawaii?
Well, basically, I spoke to a mate, and I said to him, hey, there are a bunch of talented folks here in Hawaii. Why don't we do something that we could bring them together? Having grown up in New Zealand and being attached to festivals there and going to it as an audience and participating in fringe festivals, I just had that urge, that feel that, hey, you know, we could do this. And then I approached a good friend, Tim Bostock, who's from the UK, and of course he was involved in such events like that over there. And look, basically we just said, we can do this because there's a lot of good talent here in Hawaii. And then off we went.
The impression I get from fringe festivals is that the talent doesn't fit into the usual compartments, right? So, you know, it's not the sort of thing you might see on an everyday at a nightclub or in a concert even.
That's a very good description. You may find something that you've seen before, but then when you go to another show, you say to yourself, you know what? I have no idea what I just saw, but I think I liked it. I loved it. So I want some more of that. And that's what the Fringe brings. It's it can be about anything you want. And then that's the beauty of the Fringe festivals. When somebody likes your show, that's great. When they don't like your show, they can go and see something else. And yeah, they may like that. Just the feeling of not being critiqued so much, but you're open to doing whatever you want. I think that's a beautiful thing when you create art.
Okay. Well, art, it's kind of, you know, I think of how if sharks don't swim, they die, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think art needs to constantly change or else it loses what makes it art.
Look,
yeah?
I totally believe that. Because if you're not, if you become stagnant, that could just drop you down.
Yeah.
You need to keep evolving your art. And I believe being part of a festival, for example, the Fringe Festival, it makes you tick along. It makes you question, why are we doing this? Look, an example, a few years ago, we've had these beautiful ladies participate as artists in the Fringe, and good fortunes were bestowed upon them. They became mothers, and now they're coming back and doing a show based on their experience as young mothers.
Uh-huh.
They were evolving as human beings, but now, as artists, they want to share that story of being young mothers and their babies. And I think they may bring their babies to the show. So I'm not quite sure yet, but they come and check it out.
That would make sense, yeah. One of the things that I see happening, Misa, is that it's no longer... so many of us were taught art in school in terms of its categories. We have painting, we have classical music, and then we have, you know, folk music, and everything has a category, poetry being a category. And, you know, if you learn poetry, what poetry is the way we learned it in school, nothing can prepare you for slam poetry, right?
Right. I agree. And nothing can prepare you for the Fringe Festival because it's like a buffet, a smorgasbord of whatever. And if you love eating, then I'm sure you'll appreciate checking out a Fringe Festival because there is a variety of stuff that you can digest, see, eat here. When we categorize things, that can be problematic. There can be a problem.
Yeah.
But when you jump into the stage and do whatever you want, and you can even create your own genre, why not?
Yeah.
We were just talking about somebody adding more strings to a musical instrument. Why not? then you can create their own category, so to speak.
Do you think in some ways that artists in the past have been sort of held back by the notion of where do I fit? What category should I be in?
I think so. And that could be a huge problem for you as an artist, because if you don't believe in yourself, you keep hearing folks say, you know what, this is what you should be. You should go in this direction. But mm-hmm. if your heart is not calling, if your heart is not wanting to go in that direction, then you should just stop. Do what makes you feel good. And it just comes back to you.
You know, we've all got our favorite artists. If I think of mine, you know, people like Charlie Parker and John Coltrane, jazz musicians, they met with an awful lot of resistance and forged a path that a lot of people were really out and out hostile to.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that come from? Do you have to sort of fight that as developing as an artist?
I think so. I think it comes back to the tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah.
Hey, who are you? Why are you here? I'm reminded, you just reminded me of a story that I heard about a filmmaker. I heard that folks did not like that he was doing stuff because it was like a new kid on the block. But to me, that's rubbish. This is somebody that's doing something. He's not just talking about it. He's doing it.
Yeah.
And so they thought, well, what have you done? You know, what have you done? Who are you? Ah, that's going to kill that person's soul. So that person did not stop. He kept going. And guess what? He made his film.
Well, then that comes from the notion of, you know, paying your dues and being qualified to do something, but it can also hold you back from ever doing something.
Exactly, and I don't think you should. I'm sure it came from a good place, but at the same time, you are making somebody, you're just putting them down. That's not good. You got to say, okay, what have you got? Show us, and maybe we can work together. For the fringe, that's what it's all about. Just having a go and doing it, because if you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it.
Well, they're certainly not going to do it the way you would have wanted it done anyway.
Yep.
And so, that sort of lets you out.
Exactly. And that's a beautiful thing about the Fringe Festival is having a goal. If you don't do that first step, you're just going to be stuck.
Well, Misa, we're going to talk to a few artists from the festival in the coming couple of weeks. It'll be interesting to hear what they have to say. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Misa Tupou is the coordinator of the Oahu Fringe Festival, which runs from January 12th to the 15th at venues throughout Chinatown. And you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.